Number 30. The soul that with sincere desires seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Number 30.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from the Acts of the Apostles, reading together from chapter 1. The Acts of the Apostles, reading together from chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began, both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue Aesodama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men, which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us, and help us to draw near to the throne of grace, calling upon his name. O Lord Jesus, we seek to draw near to thee once more upon this evening sacrifice and in thy name. And we do thank thee, Lord, for helping us and bringing us through the day thus far. But, O Lord, again, a privilege indeed to come into the means of grace. And, O, we do pray, as we are brought into thy house of prayer, that we may have a desire and a longing for thee. It was so with thy servant David. One thing have I desired, and that will I seek after, O Lord. It was thy house of prayer, but it was the blessing. It was the ordinances. It was he who was set forth in the sacrifices. It was Jesus, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. O Lord, may we have such desires towards thee. May we be helped, each one of us, to call upon thy great and thy holy name. And may we be able to value the throne of grace, the place where the poor and the needy of thy people are so welcome. We read again in thy word concerning thy servant David, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Lord, we do thank thee that thou wilt hear the prayer of the destitute and not despise them. This is our mercy, Lord. We're unworthy, Lord, that thou shouldest do anything for us. We come again, Lord, and with thy servant Jacob, unworthy of the least of all the mercy and truth which thou hast shown unto thy servant. But, Lord, we come in faith, we come in love, we come because of our need, and we come because, Lord, thou art that one who has bid us so too. And so, Lord, we call upon thee. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Lord, do draw near. Do help us to serve thee this evening hour. May our time spent together be a good, a profitable time. Do reveal thyself to each one of us. We pray through thy Spirit. Oh, that, Lord, if that work is not begun, That work of grace has not begun in the souls of any. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt begin it this night. Oh, grace is thine, mercy is thine. And, Lord, the blessing and the truth, that the poor and the needy come to thee, for their need is great, and thy mercy, oh, it endureth for ever. And, O Lord, it is that mercy that each one of us plead this evening hour. Oh, do draw each by the cords of thy love unto thyself. And this, Lord, is our mercy, that I will heal their backslidings and love them freely. Oh, whatever our faults, whatever our sins, whatever our transgressions, oh, the evil of our lives, and, oh, Lord, the solemn truth of our own hearts by nature, and yet I will heal their backslidings. Oh, this, Lord, is mercy. This is compassion, Lord, and towards those who go on to sin and to sin and to sin, and yet I will still heal their backslidings. Wonderful mercy, Lord. Oh, look down upon each one of us. Oh, that, Lord, there is no case too hard for thee. Oh, may each come, Lord, whatever their burden, whatever their sin, whatever their load, whatever, Lord, they mourn and sorrow over. Oh, do, Lord, receive graciously, we pray, for those that seek thy face. And, oh, Lord, we do pray that our season spent together, oh, that it may be a season indeed where thy name alone shall have all the praise and all the glory. For thou art worthy, Lord, of all praise and blessing. Oh, when we think of that grace that came to sinners, that grace that saved, that grace that redeemed, that grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, and that grace in the pardon of all sins. Oh, when we think, Lord, of that grace, oh, how can we describe it? Oh, Lord, the greatness of it, the measure of it, that it should come into the soul of a guilty, ruined sinner, one indeed sunk in the misery of sin, one who indeed, where Satan himself doth reign with his sceptre in the heart. Oh, that is the truth as we are by nature. Oh, but Lord, thou wast manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, this, Lord, is our mercy. And Lord, we come to thee, the only hope for poor needy sinners, and only one that a poor needy sinner can turn to, that one in whom is love and mercy at Calvary. O Lord, we do pray, that we may each know the precious infinite blood of thine that thou didst shed to heal us, to cleanse us. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch, deep wounded souls, to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. O Lord, we do pray, come, reveal and manifest thyself to us in the riches of thy grace. O Lord, that thou wouldest, Lord, fill up all our hungerings for thee this evening hour. O Lord, one crumb of mercy, Lord, is all that we crave. And Lord, we are beggars, Lord, craving for that precious crumb of mercy. Oh, but Lord, that it might come. Oh, that it might make all the difference, Lord. All the change that we need, Lord, at this time. A crumb of mercy, a word in season to our souls. Son, daughter, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, do, Lord, come, we pray thee. Let us each know that mercy that flows through through thy precious blood. Do be with us then, Lord, again. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for the means of grace. Oh, Lord, may we continue, Lord, to come to thy house of prayer and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Oh, Lord, we're not speaking, Lord, of those detained through proper and lawful things this evening hour, but save us, Lord, from falling away from the truth as it is in Jesus, from the means of grace where Jesus is revealed and manifested in the preaching of the gospel. Oh, Lord, we do pray, help us to continue, and that we might be true seekers in Zion, desiring, Lord, to know that our names are written upon thy breast at Calvary, and that thou didst suffer, bleed, and die for our sins. Lord, do be with us then. Lord, may it be that this house of prayer hear all the prayers, Lord, of those who have come before thee at this time, each and every one, Lord, who come into the pews of thy house, have offered up a prayer unto thee, Lord. O Lord, do answer their prayers. We do not know, Lord, what their needs are. Lord, varying and differing are the conditions, Lord, of thy people. Oh, but do come to them, Lord, and answer their prayers and petitions. Be with thy people everywhere, Lord. We pray for the tried, the afflicted, the infirm, the fatherless, the widow, the aged, and the infirmed. We prayerfully commit them, Lord, into thine ever-merciful hands. Be with them where they are, Lord. Perhaps unable to come to the means of grace. Perhaps, Lord, found in the weakness and frailty of their bodies. Lord, do come to them wheresoever they are. Oh, may they know the blessing and the promise to them. Be still and know that I am God, that I know all about thee, that thou art mine, that I have redeemed thee, and that I will be with thee in all places whither thou goest. O Lord, do bring comfort, peace, and blessing to the souls of thy people. Speak thy salvation into their souls. Confirm them again, dear Lord, that they are indeed thy redeemed people. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt draw near and hear all their prayers and their petitions. And though, Lord, they may be weak, infirmed, afflicted at this time, yet do renew their strength by thy Spirit in the inner man. O Lord, visit them in thy salvation. So do come, Lord, and order all their footsteps, and be with them, Lord, in all their path, and help them to submit to thee and to thy holy and sovereign will in all things. Do then, Lord, subdue all sin, that sin, Lord, that hangs upon us, that old nature, that old man. O Lord, we do pray, draw near to us. O Lord, it is a daily prayer, a daily confession, a daily fleeing to the fountain of thy precious blood. O that, Lord, those besetting sins, word, thought, and deed, the evil of our hearts, O Lord, do come to us. Save us from ourselves and save us from sin, from all its guilt, from all its defilement. O Lord, we pray. And do, Lord, help us to flee to that fountain of thy precious blood. We pray thee that we might know the blessedness of that healing balm, thy precious blood to cleanse and to heal from all sin and defilement. And Lord, keep us and preserve us in thy love and fear. Continue to go before us in the way. Be with us each in all our path, in all our goings forth. Help us prayerfully to come to thee for all needed help and grace to continue. Direct us, Lord, in the many things that may complex us, many things, Lord, that we do not understand. Help us, Lord, to come to thee, to lay our heart before thee, and that thou wilt, Lord, be that one to come to all our help. And so go before us, Lord, and lead us forth in that right way unto a city of habitation. What a mercy it is, Lord, that we have a hope, Lord, a good hope, that, Lord, there is laid up for them that love thee, those blessed and glorious promises, an inheritance undefiled that passeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, ready to be revealed in the last time. O Lord, come, Lord, and comfort our souls with these gracious promises, Lord, that it shall be well with us when we are called to depart this earthly scene, and then for ever to be with thee. So do come to us each, Lord, and be with, Lord, the deacons and the members of this house, and those who serve, Lord, within these walls, and manage thy church and people here. We prayerfully commit the deacons to thee. Give them grace and wisdom. Help them also that they may teach and instruct and lead and point to Jesus. And help them, Lord, in all the administration of thy house of prayer here. And we pray that thou wilt hear their prayers and petitions on behalf of the people that gather here. O Lord, do hear them. And be with us now, Lord. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say, Lord. May the precious things of Jesus be revealed. Put those things into his earthen vessel through thy Spirit. But also take of those things through thy Spirit and show them unto thy people here and apply it to their hearts. We seek and ask these mercies in and through the name and person our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 225. Faith, 'tis a precious grace, where'er it is bestowed, it boasts of a celestial birth, and is the gift of God. 225.
help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, reading the middle portion of verse 11. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, reading the middle portion of verse 11. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. It was a wonderful time and a season. The resurrection of the dear Lord Jesus from the dead. And those approximately 40 days where the Lord Jesus visited his disciples, not all of the days, but in and through those days, those visits that he gave to them. And those visits, they were many infallible proofs, tokens in their poor souls of a risen Christ. And we need these visits today, this same Jesus. You see, we need these visits today. We want Jesus to be revealed to us. He was revealed to these disciples. He blessed them with his presence. They saw him, a risen Saviour, and beheld him. And it was then that they understood all that Jesus spoke to them regarding himself. You know, the Lord Jesus spoke to them many times during his ministry, that he would suffer, that he would be slain, that he would rise again from the dead. And these things, dear friends, they were hard to understand by the disciples, but now they understand. And what a precious truth the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is. Just before I come into the words of our text. This day typifies the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is where all our hope is fixed. A risen Saviour. Because it is all that he passed through at Calvary for sinners. All that he undertook for sinners at Calvary's tree. He rose again. And it was a testimony, you see. It was a seal that work that he came to do, that he had accomplished it, that he provided a most wonderful and suitable sacrifice for the sins of his people. It was a sacrifice of a sweet odour before God the Father, because he saw his seed after him. The whole church. You see, everyone that should be gathered in to the end of time. And his resurrection proves the sufficiency of his sacrifice. A risen Saviour. It means this, that he conquered, that he gave the victory to the church, and he is now seated at the right hand of the Father in glory to see the fruits of his sufferings gathered in to himself. Wonderful truth, because all their names that were laid upon his bosom, every one will be drawn to Jesus. Every one of them will become to this same Jesus. Wonderful mercy. And this day typifies now the first day of the week, a risen Saviour, and it is for our rejoicing. And we praise and bless his name, that the Lord has given to us an interest in him and in his finished work at Calvary. If he hasn't given you an interest, then pray and beg for it, dear friends. Because what Jesus has done, it isn't only that. It should be a blessing to us in the few days that we spend here upon the earth, but unto an eternity. And, dear friends, then we shall see this same Jesus. Just a few thoughts in respect of this same Jesus. What a mercy it is that he is the same, unchanging, in his love, in his mercy. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Jesus. Well, that was the blessing when we may first consider when the angel came to Mary and told her that she should bear a son and his name should be called Jesus and he should save his people from their sins. You know, that was a time of rejoicing, because the Old Testament church, they waited for this day, the coming of the Lord Jesus. Oh, and how strong their faith was. All those many generations from the beginning of time, and he had not come, but the promises of God, they were so precious to their souls, and they knew our God to be a faithful God, a true God, a God that will never let his people down, a God that will never forsake them. No, they proved his faithfulness, and they looked, each generation, they looked and waited for the promise. And now, the blessing, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Well, that indicates to us not only the preciousness of his name, but his incarnation into this world in our nature. That same nature, it took upon him the seed of Abraham. And then, of course, David, we each know, if we know the scriptures, the blessing that was given to David. He swore by oath unto him that through his loins there should come forth him who should sit upon his throne forever. The seed of Abraham, the seed of David. And in our nature, dear friends, what a mercy it is. This same Jesus in our nature accepts sin. Oh, see how he laid aside his glory, the glory that he had with his Father. He laid aside that glory and he came into this world. And dear friends, see the humble place that he took. He took upon him our infirmities, sinless infirmities. Yes, he was one that took our nature into union with his divine nature, in one precious Christ. But having our infirmities, he ate, he drank, he slept, he grew tired, weary, but also he had to withstand the scorn and the mockery. He had to withstand the solemn truth of the whole of the Jews at large, and mainly the Jews that were dead against him, opposed him, tried to catch him so many times with his words. An afflictive path in our nature. But oh, when we think of this, we think of the truth being in our nature, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. What was it, dear friends? It was the work that his heavenly Father gave him to do, wasn't it? The will of his heavenly Father. He came, dear friends, to gather to his heavenly Father a people whom his heavenly Father loved. A people whom his heavenly Father would show his mercy, his grace, his favour, his promises, all his love. And Jesus came that all the attributes of God may be blessed to the soul of a sinner. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Humbled himself. Dear friends, he came in the likeness of our flesh, except sin. And you know, dear friends, we must never forget this. I turn to another verse where we can truly say the same Jesus. In John chapter 17 we have this word. Jesus said, Father, the hour is come. He knew what was before him. Father, the hour is come. The same Jesus. He came ready to fulfill his heavenly Father's will. And that was that he should lay down his life for the sins of his people. This same Jesus. And then, Father, the hour is come. Do you know, dear friends, there has never been an hour like this hour. Never been an hour as this hour. No. It's a moment of time, dear friends, that it is so unique. It's different to every other hour. It is the time of suffering. The time, dear friends, when darkness came upon all the earth and the rocks rend. The time when God's wrath was going to be poured out upon him. All the punishment for our sins and iniquities he was going to endure and suffer in his body upon the tree. This same Jesus in the room and the place of a sinner. Father, the hour is come. Every one whom thou hast given to me, the hour is come when I suffer for them. Every name, and I love every one of them, every one of them. The hour is come. And dear friends, this same Jesus went forth in our nature. And in some way or other, dear friends, we may have suffered pain or endured pain by some way or some means. But dear friends, the sins of the whole church, those wounds and those bruises, the stripes, the crown of thorns, he knew what pain was. This same Jesus. And as I spake to a deacon's wife a little time ago, she said, he put all my sins away, but the sins of the whole church, and my sins must have grieved him and pained him. My sins alone. But the sins of the whole church. You know, it was a place and a time of imputation. Transference, if you like. The sins of the church, they had to be put away for God to love his people. And that he should take them into divine ownership. It was through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, this same Jesus. And he willingly and lovingly laid down his life. This same Jesus, for thy sins and for my sins, at Calvary's tree. And then another truth in respect of this same Jesus, everyone whom he redeemed, everyone whom he suffered for, everyone whom he laid down his life for, they will all come to this hour. This same Jesus, they will all come to this hour. They will all come to the cross. Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men unto me. This same Jesus, the Old Testament saints, will all come to this hour. By their faith, they knew there was a sacrifice to be made. All came to this hour. And the church, they will all come to this hour. Every one of them. They will all behold their dear suffering Redeemer in their room and place. At Calvary, this same Jesus, in the room and the place of the sinner. Wonderful truth. But here is another blessing. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, this same Jesus who spake these words, spake them to all coming sinners who feel their need of Jesus. He will never cast them out, dear friends. Never cast them off. His heavenly Father gave them to him. And Jesus came and suffered in their room and place. He will never cast them out. Why, dear friend, come with all thy filth, with all the evil of thy heart, all the rebellings, all thy crimes. I will in no wise cast out Oh, this same Jesus speaks the word today. Dear friends, are there any that are too far gone or think that their sins are beyond grace? No. Grace is a Calvary's tree, full and free and loving grace. I will in no wise cast out is the mercy. And then, just one or two truths that if the Lord would just show me one or two truths in respect of this same Jesus. This same Jesus said, whatever your burdens are, whatever you are brought to mourn over, to sorrow over, to cry over, whatever your burden is, this same Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. You see, it follows the burden. It follows the mourning and the sorrowing. Is it thy sins? Whatever thy burden, come unto me. Whoever you are, come unto me. You see, come with thy case. Come with thy need. Come unto me. Tell it to the Lord. What he already knows, tell him. He wants to know. He wants to hear. Come unto me. There's no rest but in Jesus. No other rest for a poor mourning soul but that that is with Jesus. And then, dear friends, have you got anything that is a trouble in your life, a trial? Are you passing through a difficulty? Something what you might think insurmountable, impossible? Something difficult, something hard, something you can't understand? Whatever it might be, some trial, some affliction, some infirmity. That blind man came to Jesus. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And dear friends, he wouldn't let Jesus out of his sight, would he? They tried to prevent him, but he cried the more. Pressed and urged his case. His need was so great. But this same Jesus saith to him and to us today, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Whatever it is, dear friends, it isn't too hard for the Lord. He could open blind eyes. It seems impossible today, doesn't it? He is able to do it. Whatever thy trouble, whatever thy difficulty, whatever thy trial, whatever you're passing through, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? This same Jesus speaks to thee as he spake to blind Bartimaeus. This same Jesus, this same real man, now seated at the right hand of the Father. This real man, dear friends, ready to come to thy help, ready to come to thy need, and he wants to do it. And then another truth and respect of the dear Lord Jesus. You know how he loves his people. We understand that, do we not? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. It was a great love that at Calvary. But this truth, this same Jesus has spoken, because thou art so precious to his soul, thou art so near to him, and he loves thee. He loves thee. And it is an everlasting love, an unchanging love. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. The same Jesus saith, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. You know, he's so near to his people. And he cares for them. That is what it is. The shepherd caring for the sheep. He does care for them. He's so intimately acquainted with them. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Thou art so dear to him, so precious to him. You're of more value than many sparrows. Dear friends, the church are in the hands of Jesus. Isn't he that he has borne us up and carried us and brought us thus far? The word says that all thy saints are in his hand. Has he ever put thee down, dear friends? Has he ever cast thee off? We may feel it sometimes. We may hide his face. But friends, thou hast never slipped out of his hands. Those arms, the everlasting arms. No, what is it that's above those everlasting arms? An everlasting God, the eternal God is thy refuge. Everlasting God, eternal God. And beneath the church are his everlasting arms. Dear friends, this is the mercy. The Lord will care for them. He will watch over them. He will preserve them. He will undertake their whole cause and interest. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Oh, this same Jesus that spake these words so many years ago, dear friends, speaks them today to thy soul and to mine. This same Jesus. We've got someone that cares for us in every possible way. This Jesus that has put a wall of fire round about us to protect us and to keep us and to defend us from all our enemies. Yes, this same Jesus. Friends, not one of them will ever be out of his sight, dear friends. Since thou wast precious in my sight, the word says, they will never be out of his sight. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. See David in all his troubles and all his trials, the life that he passed through. And yet this truth in respect of him, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Yes. He is with his people, and he cares so much for them. And this is our mercy today, this same Jesus. And then, in respect of this same Jesus, we're journeying on, dear friends. but we're not journeying. Without our faith, viewing the object of our love, Paul had many difficulties, passed through many trials in the preaching of the gospel. He suffered many things for the name and for the sake of the dear Lord. But Paul was pressing toward the mark. What was the mark? It was the prize. This same Jesus. And friends, we're all journeying. Are we pressing? You see, through difficulties, through trials, through opposites. But are we pressing? It's like running a race, dear friends, before us. Paul was so blessed that the dear Lord Jesus was the object of his faith. The prize was always before him. And though he endured and through many trials and afflictions, suffered much at the hands of many, yet he was still pressing. Never fell into despair. It never discomforted him. Never brought him, dear friends, to look back and to think that the way was too rough and hard for him. No, why? Because this same Jesus was before him. That was the prize. That is what brought him to endure. That is what brought him to press. You see, are we pressing toward this mark, this prize? This same Jesus. May the Lord help us to continue. And then, this same Jesus. I was just thinking, and the Lord Jesus, what he had to pass through and endure for his church and his people. You know, he had much to contend with here below. But dear friends, what was it? He said, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged. And friends, what an encouragement it is to us. He wasn't going to fail or be discouraged. Why? Because it was thy soul that was set before him. This same Jesus, thy soul and my soul, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged. No, he met with much opposition. This same Jesus, and it must be an encouragement for us, dear friends, that we shall also continue and press toward the mark. This same Jesus. And there is another truth in respect of this same Jesus. Sin will be a burden to us all our days. A trial, an affliction. I don't know whether it is so with you, but with me, dear friends, sin is a daily burden. Cry daily over it, that I should offend against him so much. following what he has done for me, what he has passed through for my soul, to purchase my soul, to reconcile my soul to God, to bless me in the family of his grace, of that number all named in heaven, and my wretched sins day by day. But John says, and this is my mercy, and I believe it will be the mercy that belongs, and I hope, to all of you. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And if any man sin, John says, and John was the aged here, if any man sin, he's writing to the church, if any man sin, and he understood what it was, sin was his burden, sin he mourned and sorrowed over, but oh, this truth, that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, this same man, oh dear friends, this same man, the fountain of his precious blood still open today for sin and for uncleanness. And I have to continually venture to that fountain of his blood. There's all the healing that I want, all the healing that I need, and I shall need it to my dying day. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We will feel our sins day by day, some more, some less than others. But I know it will be of a truth, bearing about with us a body of death. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ my Lord, this same Jesus, this same Lord, is our mercy. And then we have another truth in respect of the dear Lord. And I do pray that each and every one who may feel a need of him may come into the blessedness of this truth. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the will, this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, and of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Dear friends, we're coming to the end of our days. Some of us may be young, some of us a little older, but we're coming to the end of our days. But dear friends, the Lord Jesus, oh, he'll raise it up at the last day. Yes, a glorious day. This is our mercy. And this is, dear friends, the blessing that belongs to us. Yes, if unless the Lord come first, we will come to the grave. But, dear friends, none shall perish. And this truth, he will lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. Dear friends, This same Jesus speaks to the comfort of our souls today. It shall be well with the church. Yes, I know that death is the last enemy. But dear friends, it is the sting of death that has been removed. The church can go comfortably to the grave and to know their rest in Jesus. But without any doubt whatsoever, they will be raised up at the last day. This same Jesus speaks these words to us today for our comfort. And one of the blessings that belongs to Mr. John Broom, is that blessing that he will be raised up again in the last day, forever to be with his Lord. You see, that great enemy has been destroyed, that monster sin, been put away forever. And then this truth that the Lord Jesus spake in respect of his dear people. Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. This same Jesus speaks these words today to our poor souls. May his Holy Spirit apply it. But the truth and the blessing of it, and the promise of it, you see, all the prayers of the dear Lord Jesus to his Heavenly Father, all answered in the affirmative. This same Jesus, Father, I will. This poor sinner, that poor sinner, be with me where I am. And dear friends, it will be. And this will be the blessing. We do not know what we shall be, but we know this, that we shall be with him and see him as he is, this same Jesus. And that is all our hope and all our expectation. It is all through Jesus. Dear friends, what a mercy it is to live a life of faith upon Jesus and upon his word and his promises. Friends, they will never fail. Not at all. Then there is another truth in respect of these words of our text. The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. This same Jesus is coming again. This same Jesus. And dear friends, every eye shall see him. Dear friends, shall we see him and behold him as our Saviour, our Redeemer, and our friend, a friend of sinners? You see, the same Jesus. Oh, dear friends, think about these things. Think about thy poor soul. Nothing, dear friends, is worthy to be compared to these truths here. Nothing. Not at all. The things that we see, the things that we behold, they're but for a moment of time. But these blessings and truths are eternal. They're everlasting. They're the gracious promises of our God to us through Jesus. He's coming again. Are we waiting for him? Are we waiting for him? praying in soberness of heart and mind, knowing that in that day it will be well with us. He is coming again. We do not know when, but we do know this, that he will come again. The word informs us, and he will come. This is all the expectation of the church today. They're looking for Jesus. The Old Testament saints, they waited for him, they looked for him, they prayed for him, and he came. So it shall be when he comes again. In like manner as he went up into heaven. He went up into heaven, dear friends, a real man. The same Jesus. And he will come again. The same Jesus, the same man who did all these miracles, who came to do good, who laid down his life for sinners at Calvary. The same man is coming again, the same Jesus. Well, dear friends, just a few thoughts. We're in the hands of Jesus, and he has given us a lot of gracious promises, something for our poor faith to cleave to and to hang on to, something that will enable us still to go forth in his name, something to increase our hope in him. The same Jesus, now seated at the right hand of the Father, will come again. The same real man. The same Jesus. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £700, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Stephen Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 760. All sufficient is our Jesus, though our sins are black as hell. From pollution he can raise us, or from nature's deepest self. He on Calvary cancelled all his people's sin. 760.
pray that thou wilt own and bless the services, the ordinances of thy house this day, and all those things attended to in thy name. Lord, we pray that thy name shall have all the glory and the praise. Pardon and forgive all that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in the week that has now begun, to go before us in the way, direct all our steps. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.